All right, Tommy, you got it. Introduce our girl.
All right, let's get to it. She is here, Carla Farrell, with What Reality Update.
All right, thank you, nephew. Here we go, Real Housewives of Potomac. Well, the ladies are still on their trip, Steve, kicking it in Portugal. And child, your girl Ashley, she just played Candace all the way. Ashley told Giselle and Robin that she was a character witness for Monique in this case against her countersuit against Candace for the whole big fight and pressing charges and all that. Robin and Giselle, they were like, you know, Ashley, that's not cool. That's just so not cool. Wait till Candace finds out what Ashley has done. Dun, dun, dun.
Like that?
Baby, Candace is going to act a fool. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Candace, speaking of Candace, she says she's ready, Shirley. She wants to be a mother, and Ashley is just not trying to hear that. She's still holding on to things that Candace has said in the past about her when she was trying to start her family. So I don't know. Ashley's just holding on to, she's just being petty and just bringing up stuff, and she keeps wanting Candace to apologize. And, you know, I don't
for throwing
the knife at her. Well, yeah. Candace did do that. So
and
anyway,
then there's that.
Right. And then there's that, the butter knife incident. And then let's talk about Karen. What's up with her trying to figure out, you know, she's trying to mess up the surprise when she told Robin that she saw her man, Juan, going to the jewelry store with Giselle, Robin's friend. So why are you mentioning that, Karen, in front of Robin? You're messing up surprise. Obviously, if this man is going to the jewelry store with his ex-wife and he's about to re-propose to her with her friend, you come on, girl, you know what's about to happen. Why are you trying to, you know, mess up all that big surprise? And then check this out, Tommy. Giselle took a page out of your book. She tried to prank, she did prank the new cast member Wendy. She put a fake spider in her bed, but this is what she, that didn't really scare her, but honey, she put a fake rubber snake in her bed, and you know the
that
snake,
did it.
Baby. Wendy pulled them covers back and broke. She took off full speed. And you know that would have been me. I would have went to the airport and left. So yeah.
I thought about you.
Yeah, when you saw that, absolutely.
Yeah, so, we definitely ain't going back in that room.
Okay.
No. Y'all need a whole nother flow partner.
Exactly. Giselle, you play too much. So anyway, moving on. New show alert. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is ratchetry and Botox at its highest level.
Yes.
Ratchetry and Botox.
Yes. A lot of plastic surgery going on, Junior. Yeah, and who knew? The Mormons, they turned up. Who knew? Anyway, there's this black woman on the show. She's one of the new cast. Obviously, she's a cast member. Her name is Mary. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you this. Mary is dead wrong for this. She is married to her step-grandfather. Married to her step-grandfather.
Her grandmother's husband.
Yes, Mary's grandmother's. This is her husband. She put in her will that when she passes away, that she wanted her husband to marry one of her girls. And her husband married Mary, this woman's granddaughter.
Well, you come on. Married for like 21 years, right?
They've been married for 21 years. Exactly.
June, you ain't got time for this. Just do the recaps.
I know. Yeah. It's just, see, you want to watch it,
that's
right?
You
want
to see what this look like.
No, it's good.
It's good, but he looks straight crazy. Let me just say that.
That's what I figured. That's
Pawpaw looking straight crazy, but
that's what I figured.
I said, what, girl? You married your grandfather? That's weird.
Don't forget she's a pastor.
Yeah, and she's a pastor. It's a lot going on with Salt Lake City.
That's too much.
So if you're bored and you need something to watch, check it out. Follow me at Lips by Carla on the gram and Twitter. What you got, Shirley?
Junior Sports Talk coming up right after this at 20 minutes after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.